listener production.
Hi, it's Lizzie Weiger with your local news briefing. A record $3.9 billion state investment into social and affordable housing will help put a roof over the head of vulnerable Queenslanders. That's according to Housing Minister Megan Scanlon, who says the government's recently purchased 52 new social homes and 13 more are on the way. The funding will form part of next week's state budget as part of a plan to deliver 13,000 homes across the state. Minister Scanlon says people have already moved into new dwellings in Cairns, Moreton Bay, the Scenic Rim and Townsville, with others in Brisbane following shortly.
Across the state, we already lease a number of properties with a number of homelessness housing organisations to make sure we provide that immediate support when people need it, so we can help them then transition into more permanent accommodation.
The state government's been slammed over a lack of urgency in protecting vulnerable women and children. The Shadow Minister for Prevention of Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence is furious a new DV high-risk team still hasn't been implemented in Townsville. Amanda Cam highlighting a staggering 4,000 DVO breaches have been reported across the region in the 12 months since the announcement of the critical initiative. And a man in his 30s has been transported in a critical condition to Townsville Hospital last night after reportedly falling from a second-story balcony at a location off Blackwood Street and Sturt Street shortly after 12:30 a.m. Taking a look at local sport, Shaylee Joseph, Ebony Rafstrand-Smith, Lily Peacock and Libby Serha are the four Cowboys picked to represent Queensland. The girls will make up the 24-player squad in the under-19s match against New South Wales. Following their impressive performances in last month's Women's National Championships on the Gold Coast, the Cowboys players have been selected to participate in a camp in Redcliffe. The team will be finalised ahead of their clash with New South Wales on July 13. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and add to your favourites now.